There's more information today about the weekend suicide of the so-called Craigslist killer, Philip Markoff. News reports today quote unnamed law enforcement officials as saying that before he killed himself in his Suffolk County jail cell, Markoff wrote in blood, Megan, the name of his former fiance. Markoff was found with neck and ankle wounds in a plastic bag over his head Sunday morning. For the latest on this case, we're joined by Suffolk County Sheriff Andrea Cabral. Thanks for being with us, Sheriff.
Sure. Good morning.
Can you tell us where Philip Markoff was being held at the time of his death? Was he in segregation or was he in the regular prison population?
He was not in segregation. He was in a unit that we call the 6-2 unit, and it's a regular housing unit, although the majority of the detainees held in that unit are also accused of homicide. Those cells are single bunked.
Was he regularly checked on because of his background and at one time being on a suicide watch?
Checked on to the same extent that other detainees were checked on. When he was initially placed on the suicide watch, he was in a different unit, a section of that unit specifically designed for suicide watch. The only person who can clear someone to be removed from that watch is the psychiatrist, and that was done on May 14th of 2009. And from that point on, he was in a regular housing unit.
But because he had been on a suicide watch, would that have required more frequent checks of him because of his mental health history?
Well, it requires a certain level of vigilance, and to the best of my knowledge, I'm not aware that he expressed, you know, any suicidal ideation or behaved, acted out, was a disciplinary problem.
Is there one psychiatrist for the prison population?
There are, other mental health professionals that work at the Nashua Street Jail. The psychiatrist makes certain determinations, and obviously that's an MD and has the ability to prescribe medication, certain kinds of medication and so forth. But for the jail, there is one psychiatrist, but there are other mental health practitioners.
One psychiatrist responsible for how many inmates?
The jail holds a total of 753.
And roughly 40% or so have some sort of mental health issues, is that right?
In the overall population, that percentage is across the board in pretty much all sheriff's departments.
So is that enough, mental health services, to have one psychiatrist responsible?
There might be a misunderstanding here. It's not as though the psychiatrist is the only one there that's rendering mental health care. In the House of Correction is a good example. We use forensic mental health services, which is a separate mental health service for the inmates at the House of Correction. And at the jail, there's the psychiatrist. There's also a series of other mental health workers that deal with the inmates on a daily basis. Ideally, I would like to have, I'm sure, many more mental health staff, many more medical staff and other staff.
I'm just wondering, though, someone with his history and considering the fact that Saturday would have been his one-year wedding anniversary and the fact that he was a medical student and had extensive medical knowledge if he was going to do something like this, why not have extra vigilance on an inmate like that?
I'm actually not sure what you're asking. Seems as though the question is sort of saying somehow there's sort of this suggestion that while we're providing services to all detainees at the jail, that Markoff, because his name is known to people, that there should have been more provided to him in the absence of any behavior by him that warranted that level of scrutiny.
I'm just saying that if someone presented at one point with mental health issues, is someone overseeing that person to make sure that if there are certain triggers that might re-inflame those mental health issues, that inmate would be properly supervised?
Sure. No, I think that's absolutely true. And that's part of the point that I'm making here, is that he wasn't exhibiting anything that indicated to us that there was some sort of change in his behavior.
Inmates are checked on every 30 minutes?
Yeah, our policy is that an officer does a round within 30 minutes, in 30-minute intervals.
And these are the correction guards doing these checks, is that right?
These are corrections officers doing the checks.
Mm-hmm. It's my understanding that on average there are about 57 suicide attempts every year, is that right?
What we classify as serious suicide attempts, distinguished from a suicidal gesture, we have approximately 57 per year serious attempts. And we've had as high as, I remember in 2006, we had 74. And there were no completed suicides in 2006.
But over the last 8 years, five inmates have successfully killed themselves?
Right, and that which is remarkably low. If you look across the country for similarly sized facilities, their suicide rates are 2 and 3 and sometimes even higher times the number that we have at the Suffolk County Jail.
Boston City Councilor Stephen Murphy is calling for an independent investigation. What do you think of that?
Well, unfortunately, Councilor Murphy really did not know what he was talking about. Whenever there is a death in custody, an investigation by the Boston Police Department and the Suffolk County DA's office ensues. That happens as a matter of course. When the counselor called for an independent investigation by them, he wasn't calling for anything out of the ordinary. He simply didn't know. The Sheriff's Department also does an internal investigation to make sure that our policies and our procedures were followed. Well, we try to proceed with that as quickly as we possibly can while being mindful of sort of not interfering at all with what is done with the DA's office and the Boston Police Department.
Sheriff Andrea Cabral, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Sure.